All right, so we are here at Zoic Studios with Jared Davis. And Jared, Zoic was recently critically acclaimed for your work on Network's 24, the television show with Kiefer Sutherland. Talk me through a little bit of the process of how that was created, because it was beautiful and so realistic.
Well, thank you. The first that started out was getting reference clips, and there's no shortage of footage for nuclear clouds. It's a small nuke. This isn't like one that's going to destroy all of LA, you know. Thank God.
Small nuclear explosion.
Small nuke. It's a baby nuke. Once we chose that, then it was going about making the shape for it. So ended up making a point cloud for the stem of the nuke with just thousands of points.
And then what program are you using at this point?
This was in Lightwave.
Okay.
So I modeled up just thousands of points and I shaped them into the stem I wanted. Then I made a morph. And then in Lightwave, that gets hypervoxels applied to it. Hypervoxels are Lightwave's volumetric rendering. And they make the puffy cloud shapes. So that became the stem. Then for the cap of it, you need that rolling, roiling motion and the internal fire. So I dial in this lighting model. It's animatable as well. So over time, the outside gets cooler. So it looks like the fire is dying down.
Right.
So I attach one of these little puff balls with the fire.
That's the technical term.
Yeah, puff balls with fire to a polygon. And just rotate it, and it's raising up as it's rotating, so it's getting that rolling look.
Right, right.
So I clone that out like 25 times in an array around like this, so you've got your circular rolling fire, and render that out. So I render that out in a front half and then a back half. And I composited the shot all myself. We were going to give it to
you've gotten a lot of press, and now you're on 10.net.
That's right.
So now it's really the pinnacle. What sort of other shows have you worked on besides 24 and the Mushroom Cloud?
Well, Zoic Studios does the visual effects for CSI, CSI Miami, Standoff, Justice. In the past, we won the Emmy for Firefly, Battlestar Galactica. We did the miniseries in the first season of that. And we've also worked on films, did some work on Van Helsing, did some work on Talladega Nights, Zathura.
See, now, when you say things like Van Helsing, immediately I can see where visual and super effects, or special effects, would come into play. But when you say things like Talladega Nights or even CSI, like what sort of special effects does a show like that require?
Well, in Talladega Nights, what they did is they filmed a lot in an empty racetrack, so there were no crowds in there.
I have no idea. So what's the time frame on something like that? Like how long would, you know, to create a crowd scene, how much work goes into that?
Well, those things can take weeks and weeks, and it all depends on the client, how tweaky they are about things. Some people...
Who are the most pain-in-the-butt clients?
Oh, I don't think I want to say that. But I'll say that the 24 clients were great.
Okay.
They've been great clients.
Well, so it sounds like you have a fun job, and obviously you're passionate about it. You enjoy it. How did you get started in this industry? Because I know a lot of our viewers are like passionate about the same thing. What's your background?
Well, I actually started out just using Lightwave just at home. A friend of mine had it.
So you sort of trial and error learned as you were. You weren't officially trained in this industry, but you just sort of loved it and picked it up, taught yourself.
Yeah, most of the senior guys that I've worked with over the years since I started in Hollywood in 99, were all self-taught.
Let's talk about some of the products that you've mentioned and what you use. You said Lightwave. What is Lightwave? What does Lightwave do?
Lightwave is a 3D modeling animation rendering package. So we have the Flame, Lightwave for 3D, we use Maya for 3D.
What is the program that you spend most of your day using?
Most of my day is spent using Lightwave.
Lightwave?
Yeah, but I also composite using discrete combustion or After Effects. To do my own comps for some things, or just slap comps before a actual compositor takes it over. And
what does a compositor do?
A compositor will take all the 3D elements and live action plates and combine them in a aesthetically pleasing way. The difference between good CG and great CG is compositing.
Let's go upstairs and take a look in Jared's office and watch you in work, if you don't mind. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. All right, so Jared, this is where the magic happens. This is your workspace, right? This is where you created the infamous Mushroom Cloud. Talk to me, step me through, bit by bit as much as you can, the process that you went through and what you're doing here.
All right, so this is where I started laying out the point cloud. This is Lightwave 3D. It's just a collection of points that I've got. I've got little swirly bits coming off there.
Now, I don't see where would this be the stem?
This would be the stem, yeah. The stem, stem and the cap are rendered separately, so I could dial them separately in the comp. So then over in voxels here, you can see it puts little spheres out there to show me where each of the little puffy balls are going to go.
Okay.
And then you can also look at Viper.
Ooh!
And get a quick preview of what the cloud is going to look like.
Now, is that like what it would look like rendered?
This is an estimation. It's a fairly good estimation.
Gotcha.
So from that, we got the stem going, and I just used straight hypervoxes for that because I knew I could turn that up pretty fast. Then I went to the cap.
Oh, neat.
So what we've got here is a Dynamite Pro, and then I've got a null that will rotate each of these polygons, and then each of these polygons rotates on its own. Then I sized and scaled them up individually to give a little breakup so it wasn't quite so CG perfect.
So awesome.
And then you can see.
No, really it is. I'm blown away.
It's pretty cool. So I got my temperature setting and the outside cooling. You can see how I got it. It's cooling off more as the shot goes along.
All right, so all this work and all this time, and what are you about to show us?
This is the final element. This is the final comp. This is what aired on TV. This is what made it on the front page of the Drudge Report.
This is it.
Surprisingly enough.
Check it out.
Here's the front, the back, the stem goes in between them. In comp, I did a lot of things like layering over glow effects by basically taking this and making high contrast, mm-hmm. putting that back over, blurring it, glowing it out some, give that that heavy radiation look. And there was actually two shots of it. One was that moving shot.
That one.
This was a little bit longer. There was actually a portion in there where the president says that, you know, the resources
look,
of the entire nation are there. He's over here. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right, people. Explosive things are happening. Jared Davis, Zoic Studios. Check it out.